Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to speak your word today. Thank you for each person who is listening. Thank you for this radio broadcast and how you bless us each and every week. Have your way, Lord. Speak through me, all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. This week on Keys to Successful Living, we're going to start a new series on prayer. Today, the title of the message is The Power of Prayer. First of all, what is prayer? Vine's Dictionary says to pray is to ask, to make a request, to beseech, to call to one's aid, a wanting, a need, and then an asking. Strong's Dictionary says it means to ask, beg, call for, crave, desire, or require. Webster's 2 New College Dictionary's definition of prayer is to make a demand. Prayer is simply talking to God. Prayer is communion with God. Prayer is fellowship, relationship, and intimacy with God. Prayer is also communicating with God by speaking His word to Him in faith. In other words, praying His promises. Prayer can mean to make a demand on what already belongs to you. Prayer is a gift from God. When used properly, should yield great victory in our lives. Prayer is the language to which you and the Father fellowship with one another. It is through your dialogue with Him that your faith to believe His promises through Jesus Christ will come to pass. As you spend time with Him in prayer, you will begin to recognize His voice more clearly. He desires to direct you at every turn, and a developed prayer life will make it easier for Him to guide you. Some people may ask, why pray? Isn't God all powerful? Doesn't He already know everything? Why does He not work until we pray? If He already knows everything, why must we tell Him? Being Almighty, why doesn't He act directly? Why does He need our prayers? Why doesn't God just do His own will without requiring us to knock, seek, and ask? Well, the answer to that question can be found in James 4, verse 2. James 4, 2b says, "You have not because you ask not." God needs people to pray in order for things to be accomplished in the earth. God's children must pray before God will work. Prayer is the key to getting God involved in our situations and our circumstances. God has chosen to limit Himself to partnership with His children. God can't do anything for humanity unless people pray. God always works according to law and principle. God could work by Himself without anyone praying, but His principle is that He will not do so. Prayer is the key to getting things done on the earth. Prayer is also essential to our success. Jesus said that men ought to always pray and not give up, faint, or lose heart. Luke 18 and 1, an Amplified, says it like this. Also, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not to turn coward, which means faint, lose heart, and give up. Every failure in life is a prayer failure. When you fail to pray, you plan to fail. Every success in life is a result of prayer. The reason why many Christians do not experience victory is because they lack an important foundational key to success, prayer. Prayer is the foundational key to success. Prayer is your path to success. If you want success in your life, stay on the prayer path. Consistency is the key to the breakthrough. Don't just pray every now and then. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 in the King James says to pray without ceasing. To pray without ceasing means to pray continuously. I would like to share a testimony with you. Let's take a moment to share a testimony. A couple of years ago, someone I know invited me to join her and another lady minister I know and a group of other ladies who developed a telephone prayer line. They prayed and fellowshiped in the Word of God 6 days a week from 5 a.m. until 6 a.m. When I was first told about the prayer line, I used to get on it every now and then. But when I started getting on the line consistently, that's when the Lord began to make a dramatic change in my life. He began to bless me tremendously and make me stronger. He began to move the wrong people out of my life, and my life began to flourish. I give him the honor and the praise. Consistency is most definitely the key to the breakthrough, especially when it comes to prayer. James 5:16b says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." The word fervent means accurate, concentrated, focused, purposeful, definite, specific, and not vague. Fervency means intense expression or feeling with passion. James 5:16 being amplified says, "The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working." The next two verses demonstrate the power of prayer. They come from James 5:17-18. Elisha was a human being with a nature such as we have, with feelings, affections, and a constitution like ours. And he prayed earnestly for it not to rain, and no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again, and the heavens supplied rain, and the land produced its crops as usual. Elijah was not a perfect man, and yet he prayed and had dramatic results. James makes the point that we are no different than Elijah. If he can pray and get dramatic results, so can we. Romans 2:11, the King James says, "For there is no respect of persons with God." The same verse in the NIV says, "For God does not show favoritism." God does not play favorites. Romans 2:11 in the English Standard Version says this, "For God shows no partiality. God sees people equally. Everybody is equal in God's eyes." Prayer is one of the greatest powers available in the entire universe. Prayer opens the door for God to work. Prayer is the activity that you and I can engage in on earth Prayer is the activity that you and I can engage in on earth when we need the power of heaven to come into our lives and bring wisdom, direction, encouragement, or a miraculous breakthrough. Prayer is the most powerful tool human beings can use. The power of prayer is that it connects us to the power of God, and that is why it is a greater force than anything else we can ever imagine. Only the power of prayer can move the hand of God. Only the power of prayer can change an individual's heart, free a person from bondage and torment, overturn disappointment and devastation, break the power of an addiction, or heal a person's emotions. Only God's power can bring peace, instill joy, grant wisdom, and impart a sense of value and purpose to a person who doesn't know what to do in life, and work every kind of miracle. Only God's power can restore trust and intimacy to a marriage in which both people are so angry and hurt that divorce seems to be the only option. How is this power released? Prayer releases God's power into our lives. Prayer is the dynamic that releases God's power, and sometimes in dramatic ways. The awesome, tremendous power of God, the greatest release of power in the universe, is released in our lives through simple faith-filled prayer. Prayer brings the power of God into the situations of our lives, and when God's power touches a situation, it cannot stay the same. It has to change. Prayer is a privilege. The most powerful thing a Christian can do is pray. Think of what power God has entrusted to us as His children. Because we can pray, we are ordinary people with extraordinary power. We are natural people who can live supernatural lives. We can overcome problems we thought we could never overcome. We can do things people do not believe we can do. We can make brilliant decisions. We can walk in victory over the big challenges in our lives as long as we are connected to the power of God, which is only possible through prayer. When we pray, God acts. Let's take a moment to talk about the love of God and the power of prayer. The most powerful prayer comes from the heart of a person who knows that God loves him or her enough to answer the requests they have made. It is ridiculous to think prayer will yield results if we do not believe the God we are praying to, first of all, loves us. Even in the natural, a child who doubts his or her parents' love will be hesitant to ask for or expect things from them. God loves you and gave you his word so that you can have great results in your prayer life. Pray with confidence in the word, knowing God loves you and will answer your prayers. There is no greater power available to any person than the power of prayer. Even the mightiest, most awe-inspiring force on earth is powerless, meaning it's weak compared to the power of God. Prayer is powerful. So if you want power in your life, power over your circumstances, power in your relationships, power to make good decisions, power to succeed, power over anything, pray. Father God, we thank you for your word that you have imparted into our hearts. Help us to meditate on your word throughout the day so that it may strengthen us and build us up and renew our minds. Help us, Lord, to continue to realize the mighty weapon of prayer that you have given us against our enemy, the devil. When we face difficult circumstances in our lives, help us to use the awesome power of prayer that will release your power and bring you on the scene to work things out for us. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.